And you're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
We've been using CBD oil now for over 2 years for our son, who's 5, who's autistic, health regulation, and it's our greatest support throughout the day. We would be lost without it.
And if you would like to get your hands on some CBD oil, maybe recommend our show sponsors, Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. You can check out their website for their huge range of products. The website address is greenheartcbd.ie.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy.
Go Loud!
The amount of people who believe that the earth is flat. Not a ball, but flat. And that we've been lied to all this time about the earth being ball-shaped. In ancient times, before space exploration, the people of the world did actually believe that the world was flat because they'd no way of knowing otherwise. Do you know what I mean? Long before we had airplanes or the only way people could get around was on horseback, you'd think the earth was flat, wouldn't you? Because you know no different. So why, in the 21st century world, when photographs of a round earth have been taken from outer space, do a small amount of people still believe that the earth is flat? I'm joined on the line by Robin Campbell, who is the organiser of one of this year's conventions. Robin, firstly, let me ask you, how did you personally come to the conclusion that the earth isn't actually the shape of a ball?
Well, like most people, You hear about it and think it's ridiculous. So my daughter came home from work and she's in recruitment. And one of her colleagues said, "You never guess what, Robin, someone at work thinks the earth's flat." I said, "Don't be silly. What about photos of earth from space? And what about the famous Felix jump, the Red Bull jump, where we all saw the curvature of the earth?" And I thought, well, I should be able to debunk this in about 5 minutes. Let me go online and see what it's all about. And then I learned that the claims that are made about the globe are actually very easy to debunk, and you can't actually find proof of a globe. So starting with the images of Earth from space, we go on NASA's own website, and we hear people like Robert Simmons, who is a graphic artist, explain how he uses narrow strips of data from instruments. I believe he means satellites. And he stitches them all together, puts the weather patterns on by copy and paste, and he creates the rendered image of what we all think is a photo. But it's actually not. It's a CGI rendered image. And what I found really interesting was from the 1974 final lunar mission, the Apollo mission, they took the first blue marble shot. And then we had to wait 40 years in 2012 for the next one. And I thought that was fascinating. It didn't make me a flat earther straight away. In fact, I needed another 2-3 weeks of solid research. And two of the key things that really got it for me were the fact that water always seeks and finds its level. It always lies flat. Large bodies of water maintain that property. And if the earth is 70% water, how can we have bendy water?
And the theory of bendy water just doesn't make sense. But let me just go back to something you mentioned a moment ago. And back in, was it 2012, the Red Bull space dive, which was an amazing thing for those of you who remember it, where a guy jumped out of a spaceship, essentially, and plummeted to Earth. But from the photographs at that time, you can quite clearly see the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what I thought as well. But when you see the launch footage, you'll see that the curvature is caused by the GoPro lens, and that curvature is there at ground level as well as he takes off. And then you see another shot as he looks out of his cockpit, and the image is not a GoPro lens, it's a different camera. And you can see the horizon's clearly flat. And if you listen to people like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is the spokesperson for cosmology and astronomy and all these things, you'll hear him say that there is no curvature at 110,000 feet. You can't see any. So even the spokespeople for cosmology and space they'll tell you you can't see it at 110,000 feet.
Okay, now let me call a spade here. Okay, if the world is flat, okay, and like I said, you know, back in the Middle Ages, people would have believed that the world was flat because that was the extent of their knowledge at the time. But today we're a little bit more educated. If the world is flat, where are the edges? How come people don't fall off?
Well, that's a very programmed response. We're all taught to say that and think that. We've seen the images as we grew up. But we were all defenseless as children. We were given a globe, and when we in the classroom, and when we were children, we may have asked the teacher, why don't we fall off the bottom? And then we go home, and they tell us gravity, and then we go home to our parents, and they just parrot what they've been taught. So who says there is an edge?
It goes on forever?
Well, if you listen to the Longines Chronoscope, which is a 1960s documentary, the most decorated explorer under the US government was called Sir Admiral Byrd. He did an exploration for 30 years, and he went on camera. You can see the footage. And he said, I found land the size of America, where there's coal, uranium and gas. It will be the envy of all nations. And shortly after that, he shut up shop. And I think what he did was he found more land. He possibly found a perimeter. Who knows? But shortly after that, the Antarctic Treaty essentially locked that area down and 52 nations signed it. And if you want to go today, you will be escorted off and back where you started by the military.
Antarctica is locked down. No exploration in Antarctica. Why is that? Is that because that's the edge of the world?
Well, it's about control. You know, if you look at the UN map or the World Health Organization map, it's actually a flat Earth map. And that is telling you something, that these people do know. They do know what the real shape of the Earth is and what the real map looks like.
Well, OK, the United Nations logo does show a flat Earth, but there's no other way to show a map of the world. Like, I've one in my room at home, a big, huge map of the world. It has to be flat because the wall is flat. So it's the only way you can represent the Earth.
No, if you look a little bit more carefully, you'll see that the arrangement of the countries is very different. The Gall-Peters map, which is the one we all get at school, is stretched and contorted.
Yes, no, I understand all of that, but the point I'm trying... Okay, if I hop into an aeroplane today from Dublin and I head, let's say, in an easterly direction, I'll head up over Europe, I'll go over Russia, I'll eventually reach the Pacific Ocean, I'll then reach the United States, and if I keep going and keep flying, I'll eventually get back here again because the world is round.
Yeah. Yes, but magnetic north will always be on your left or right, whichever direction you're going. If you keep your bearing, your left position, if you like, pointing north, will always be to your left. If you keep that bearing on a flat Earth, it works exactly the same. So much like a needle on a record player keeps its bearing and comes back round again, that's exactly how it would work, with magnetic north to your left. And we both make ever so slight course corrections, whether we're on a globe or a flat disc-shaped Earth.
So that doesn't make any sense to me at all. For example, in front of me here, I have a flat iPad, okay? And if I start travelling along my iPad from right to left, I'll fall off the side because it's flat.
That's you making the assumption that magnetic north is not causing you to create a slight course corrections. So even on a globe, the pilots and the boats will make slight course corrections, keeping due north because it is always to their left, keeping it to their left. And it would be exactly the same. We can both circumnavigate keeping magnetic north to the left. What's more interesting is...
What you're saying is that if I head east and travel around the world, I'm actually just going around in a circle. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. If we took a slice off an apple or an orange and we tried to look at that path that you've just described, we're both doing a circle and we're both keeping magnetic north to our left. whichever way you look at it, we're still doing the same.
Okay, so how come I've never heard of anybody who reached the side of the Earth, like, and looked over the side?
Well, I've already mentioned that. It's actually the Antarctic Treaty prevents it. And if you look up a Norwegian explorer in 2012...
Sorry, Robin, when you say the Earth is flat, is it a circular flat? So is it like a CD? Like, is it that sort of shape?
Well, I'm not the one who can claim and make claims about the edge and beyond the Antarctic rim, because nobody has really gone beyond what Sir Admiral Byrd did. So I can't make the claim about what it is. I just know that what we've been told is not provable.
Okay, do me a favour, Robin, and stay on the line there for 1 second, because I have to take a quick break while I try and get my head around all this. According to Robin, the Earth is flat.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Robin, one of the things that doesn't really make sense to me is your belief that this information that the world is flat has been kept from us.
To what end?
Yeah. Why would this knowledge be withheld?
Yeah, so before I get to that, there were 57% of callers or pollers on the recent GMTV slot with Eamon Holmes said they didn't believe he went to the moon. And they, you know,
that's a slightly different conversation, though.
Yeah, I understand, and I'll come to your answer in a second. They don't believe that that Nixon spoke to Neil Armstrong on his landline. They've worked out that combustion's not possible.
Okay, answer the question. What is to be gained by the governments of the world not sharing the information with us that the Earth is flat?
So it's power, control and money. So they get $52 million a day. And control and power, because if you're in the dark about where you live and you're told you're a meaningless speck in an ever-increasing universe, and you evolved from billions of years ago, then you've removed a creator from the situation. But I don't think they had a choice, because I think Admiral Byrd did his exploration. He found what was probably the outer limits of our plane existence. And I think if you look up Operation Fishbowl, the Russians and the Americans fired atomic warheads for 2 years up above us, and they clearly hit something. And I think they thought, we don't have a choice here, because if they tell everyone we got it wrong, then all of a sudden, science has to be retooled from the ground up. Markets would crash, and religion.
Okay, I'm still confused as to understand how the governments of the world, according to you, know the Earth is flat and they just don't want to tell us.
Well, I've given you the short answer. It's power, control, and money. And if for those that are spiritual, it would be to remove God from the equation. You know,
why? How would God be removed from the equation, whether the Earth is flat or round?
Well, because if you live in a designed space with an enclosure, so a lot of us feel that Operation Fishbowl was discovering the outer reaches above us, like the firmament, like a dome structure. So if we live in a structure.
Oh, so sorry, hang on, we're living on a flat Earth with a dome above us.
Yeah, if you look up Operation Fishbowl, the US and the Russian governments discovered this in the late 50s.
And then making sense to me now.
Yeah, NASA was formed shortly afterwards, and within 8 years, we'd landed 238,000 miles away without a glitch. And they gave us the blue marble shot on the last journey back. And like I said, we didn't get a second blue marble shot for another 40 years. So I think they militarized space. They didn't have a choice. I thought the easiest answer is to kick the can down the road. But now NASA and our technology and social media are really, you know, exposing a lot of the lies that they continue to perpetrate. Mm. And they're making a really bad job.
Stay there for 1 second.
Okay.
I want to play just a couple of messages and take some calls.
Hi, Adrian. Is that chap trying to claim that the solar system and NASA and all these guys who spend loads of money sending things to space to take pictures of the Earth and stuff is all fake. So you don't, that roundy ball that you see from space is not the Earth. It's not a little roundy ball, no. It makes sense, like, it just doesn't make sense, any sense whatsoever. Cop onto himself.
Okay, you believe that any images that we've seen of the round Earth are all CGI, computer-generated images?
Yeah, like I say, if you go to NASA's own website, they tell you that they are CGI. Robert Simmons is the graphic artist who puts them all together. So it's not me, it's NASA themselves.
I have to ask you, Robin, what do you family and friends think of your flat Earth theory?
Well, I've got all sorts of people in my family, some that came around to it and took the time to look, some that just humour me, and I suspect there's one or two who might be sniggering, but that's just the programming. You know, we were all given a globe as a child, and we were defenceless as a child, and okay, so, you know, we never questioned it. We never questioned it throughout our lives.
No, because to a lot of us, it makes scientific sense. And I know what you're saying about the, you know, water not being flat on the Earth and all of that. But that's all to do with gravity, is it not?
Well, the thing with gravity is it needs the scientific method to actually prove something. Otherwise, what you have is pseudoscience. So the scientific method needs experimentation. And unfortunately, there is no experimentation that shows that water will stick to the outside of a shape. And if I'm to believe gravity holds trillions of tons of water upside down on a globe, and yet I can drink it with my own breath.
Robin, do you believe that it is scientific fact that the world is flat?
100%, because if we use the maths of a ball at 24,000 miles in circumference, we should witness a rate of drop 8 inches a mile squared. And when we look across bodies of water, we can see things too far. So, for instance, the two Hawaiian islands can see one another and they're 100 miles apart. And yet over that distance, we should see 6,666 feet of curvature. That's more than Ben Nevis. And yet we can see the entire coastline of Hawaii, Maui to Hawaii. And there are so many sightings like this. We go out with cameras, we zoom in on things we shouldn't be able to see, and yet we can over and over again.
Well, let me take some calls on this. Val is in Nathan County Kildare. How are you, Val?
Not too bad, sir.
What do you want to say?
Well, I was going to ask this guy, how could he explain actually the shape of a new moon, which is basically the reflection of the Earth, okay, shadowing on the moon? Is that faked as well? And are these governments also faking the shape of the sun and all the other planets? What for? Doesn't make sense.
That's the bit I can't get my head around. I have to be honest. Why we're being denied this incredible knowledge? Sorry, Robin. Is the moon round?
Yeah, well, it's certainly round. It doesn't look spherical. During the day when we see it up in the sky with the sun up as well, we can see a translucent side on the left. Something else about the moon which is unusual is it creates a cooling light, and you can test this with a thermometer. In the shade, the moonlight is actually warmer. Bring the thermometer out into the moonlight and it has a cooling property. So that would reject the idea that the moon is reflecting the sun's light. Also, we can see the Tycho crater, which is 50 miles across with our eyes and cameras. And yet the moon is supposed to be 238,000 miles away. That would be totally impossible at that distance. We can use Google Earth, zoom out using the optics that the Google Earth software provides us, and we will see that things 50 miles across become impossible to see only a couple of thousand miles away. So what we've been told is just not. It doesn't stack up.
Okay, now you're in England. Yes. What part of England are you in?
I'm in Bristol.
You're in Bristol, so I'm going to estimate that's maybe 200 miles from Dublin, okay? Give or take. So if the Earth is flat then, you would be able to see in the centre of our city here in Dublin, we have a big spire. It's, I don't know, 200 foot tall, but you should be able to see that then, could you not? No.
Well, the atmosphere is a thick soup of moisture. You know, it's got a lot of properties in it which create a fog. much like we look through a medium of water, we can't see forever. It becomes thicker and thicker until we can't see. And that, you know, the atmospheric pressure, the atmosphere with its pressure is just too much to see that far. But on a really crisp, cold day, you can see hundreds and hundreds of miles. And if you use an infrared camera, infrared lens, you can see, you know, hundreds of miles away. And then there's all the military personnel with their infrared and their X-ray and the way in which they survey the land in front of them to spot targets. On a good cold day in America, the guys, the crypto analysts, can see 1,000 miles away, and they need a line of sight to do that. US submarine missile firers can spot a target 60 miles away with a laser.
Okay, now,
at the surface of the water.
Okay, again, I have to ask the question.
It's impossible.
This flat Earth, is it the shape of a map that I might have on my wall, like I do have on my wall, or is it a round shape? What sort of shape is this flat Earth?
Well, the people that are working up to this have realised we've been lied to. We all agree that we don't live on a globe. So there's no measurable curvature. And
this doesn't answer my question.
We don't know what shape it is. We don't have. I would start with the UN map and use that as your
okay.
Guide.
And the
and
UN
the World Health Organization.
The UN
map.
Logo for. I mean, you can Google this for yourself. The UN logo is a circular map also, of the world, basically looking down from the North Pole. And you think it might be something like that.
Yeah, also, if you Google JFK's incident room on his office in the background, you'll see this very quick Google search is a flat Earth map.
Okay. It's
called the Gleason's map or the azimuthal equidistant map.
Okay, the one thing that I still can't get my head around is if the world is either a square flat or a round flat, but it's flat, there has to be an edge. There has to be somewhere that you can fall off.
Or if you look at the Longines Chronoscope's Sir Admiral Byrd, he surveyed it and said there's land beyond there, the size of America. So where the perimeter is, I can't say because no one's allowed to go there now. It's been shut down by the Antarctic Treaty.
No, this just doesn't make sense. This is mad.
If you look up the Antarctic Treaty, you'll see that
I'm aware that
$2
million. Yes, I know
and
that.
Everyone
I know,
needs to sign it off.
I know so, all of that. But
yes.
I want to know how come nobody has ever fallen off the Earth?
You keep going to that because it's a program response.
It's a logical response.
We've never dug deeper than 8 miles, and you can look that up. That's the Kola Deep Russian oil drill. And we've never been below 8 miles deep. So we don't know what's underneath us. I've given you a hint about what Sir Admiral Byrd thought about it. But he's military personnel. He had permission to go. So we don't know.
All right, okay, stay there for one second. Let me go to Mick in Selbridge. How are you, Mick?
How's it going, Adrian?
What do you want to say, Mick?
So many bloody things to say. Oh, my God. Right, Adrian, think with me, right? Elon Musk launched a rocket into space.
Mm-hmm.
With car a car attached to it. Yeah. Now, this car had multiple cameras on it, and the cameras showed the globe of the Earth. So are you telling me the military stepped in, told him, listen, you have to do a CGI and this is what you're going to tell people?
Okay, so let's examine that. A car is surviving in the thermosphere, which ranges from 200 degrees C to 2000 degrees C. And Elon Musk's own words immediately after that launch was, it looks so fake, it has to be real. So go and look it up. Have a look at the thermosphere's temperature and you'll realise to put a car in that position wouldn't survive. It would just
melt. Now that you've tried to debunk that, are you telling me this whole thing was faked?
Well, I'm saying, go and look at the evidence. Don't believe me. Go and look it up yourself.
No, I'm actually looking for your opinion. I personally think your tinfoil hat is way too tight, and you just need to loosen it a bit. Come out with the shadows.
Robin, I'm sure that's something that you hear regularly.
Yeah, but have a think about it, guys. Did President Nixon call Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on his landline in 1969?
What's that got to do with the price of anything?
Because it shows that we believe the things that we're presented, and we all know that's technologically impossible.
All right, hang on there for a second. I just want to play a couple of messages to you.
It shows
likewise,
how we've been
brainwashed. If the Earth is flat, can you explain to me the difference in the heat between the North and South Pole and the equator? Also, the difference in time zones between night and day. The fact that the northern kind of hemisphere might get 3 months of darkness. And also why the toilets flush a different way in Australia.
Yeah, fantastic. I can answer all of those.
Oh, you can answer all of those. Very good. Okay,
yeah.
So day and night, different parts of the world?
So the sun and the moon are much closer. Think of them as small lights being shone on a round tray shape, but much closer. So as the light source moves away, it takes the light with it.
Oh, right. So the sun is kind of moving around the Earth, is it?
Think of the Tao symbol, the Taoist symbol, the black and white, yin-yang. It's exactly like that. The sun and the moon do a small circuit, and they're much, much closer than you think. They're way, way, way closer, not 93 million miles away. I want to answer the question about the differences in temperature on the globe, on the North and South Poles.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the North Pole, the flora and fauna variety is huge. There's hundreds of varieties. In the South Pole, allegedly, there's none. There is zero plants, zero mammals, and zero bird life, apart from penguins and seals, which just make their way up there. The temperatures are hugely different. Time zones is very simple. Think of a record player. The needle goes into the center as it plays its record and finishes. Much like that, the sun and the moon do the circuit around the tropics in our summer, and they make their way out to the Tropic of Cancer for our winter, which would give Australia its warm weather. So there's the answer to all those questions.
Oh, okay, right, that's nice and simple. Well, let's have a listen to another message.
Adrian, if you're worried about falling off the edge of the Earth, why aren't you worried about turning upside down when you're flying to Australia? I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind, do the research. I thought my husband was off the head when he first came in and says that. I says, defo, time to change for a new model. And I've done the research and it'll blow your mind.
Good for her. So think about the Australian.
No, I was in Australia and I was in New Zealand, which is right under the bottom of the Earth. And yeah, I didn't get a headache. I didn't feel the blood rushing to my head. I felt fairly normal. And you would argue that that's because, well, actually, you're standing upright.
Think about the, if we could fly from Heathrow down to Sydney in one flight, your plane has changed its orientation completely upside down. And yet we know the artificial horizon in the cockpit never rolls back. We would have to dip the nose a whole mile every 5 minutes. Our stomachs would be churning. Otherwise, we'd fly out into space, wouldn't we? And all pilots will tell you they maintain their attitude throughout the flight. They never dip the nose. We would have to dip the nose so rapidly, we would feel it, first of all, and so would the gyroscope in that artificial horizon bear witness to
that. Okay, let me just finally ask you, Robin, the conference is being held in Amsterdam and Birmingham later this year. What goes on there?
Well, we share most up-to-date presentations.
So
we'll be talking about things like the latest science. You know, how do we prove how science today has let us down on a number of fronts? So we'll be exposing things like the scientism of gravity and how things like the atmosphere. We live in a pressurized system. The vacuum of space cannot coexist alongside that pressurized system. So how we debate science, basically, and take forward.
Unfortunately, Robin, I have to... Okay, you want to take science forward. Unfortunately, I don't have any more time, but it's been... I'm trying to think of a word. Interesting is the word I would
use. Good for you.
To talk to you. And thank you very much, Lee, for joining us. That is Robin Campbell, who is a flat earther. Has he gone off the line, lads? I've just one thing to say. What the... Sorry, is there anybody who actually believes in that? No, not one person, bar that message a second ago. What? I'm not a flat earther, but I've seen the moon blow up 10 times, says this message. And the majority of you saying this is... a complete waste of your time, my time, and everybody's time.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
En Cox estamos un paso adelante. Como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.